Hi, welcome. My name is Dr. Kathy Betterman, and I want to introduce you to the Relationship Health Matters podcast. I'm a clinical psychologist, an experienced teacher, and a parent. I call myself a relationship health practitioner, and this podcast is dedicated to progressing relationship health and in home, school, and community settings. So I want to just tell you a little bit in this first recording about what I'm hoping that this podcast can support. So after many years of puzzling about how we might better respond to the sheer numbers of children and families who were seeking help with struggling well-being, I did a lot of research and was really quite shocked to discover that though the research was really clear that relationships were key to well-being and that support for children's development was key to well-being, this wasn't the actual focus of our everyday thinking and practices and policies when it came to supporting the progress of children in health and education settings. So in this podcast, what I'm hoping to do is just share with you reflections and conversations with a wide range of people who have an interest in this area. Let's just talk a little bit about what relationship health is, as I've tried to piece it together. You might have some other definitions of relationship health, but the best that I've come up with so far is that relationship health is a dynamic process that supports positive connection, understanding of thoughts and feelings, and the ability to resolve conflicts in a manner that supports the positive growth of all parties. So relationship health is not just parenting, though clearly parenting has a great deal lot of involvement in the issue of relationship health. But it's not just couple life, though couple life has a great deal of significance for understanding relationship health. Relationship health is not just about issues in education practice, though education practice is absolutely key to understanding where we need to head in terms of relationship health. It's not just about health, though health practice and policy has a massive amount of relevance to thinking about how we progress this issue. More than that, relationship health is not just personal. You know, the more that we look at it, we can't think about how to progress relationship health without understanding that there's some really key political issues involved in this issue. So what I'm hoping that you'll be able to do is to listen in and see some of these conversations, which are informed by something I call the iMatter framework. Now, the iMatter framework is a practical, down-to-earth integration of what I believe this research says. And the purpose of teaching the iMatter framework is so that some of the thinking can be more explicit. Because I don't know about you, but I've found that when we're having conversations with people, some of the most difficult conversations happen when we are actually sort of talking at cross purposes because we've got some different ideas about what the priority focus is. And so I think that what I've experienced is that if we're trying to find people who are struggling with communicating about different wants and needs, it really matters that we take some time to get some shared understanding of what we're actually talking about. So the iMatter framework is really essentially my attempt to crystallise some of those ideas into some powerful visuals. I didn't do the visuals myself, that was supported by someone else. And powerful visuals that help us to think about things that we kind of already know quite a lot about, but often struggle to talk about when it comes to addressing conflicts. So Relationship Health Matters podcast will be short, mini interviews and discussions on all things that I hope you're going to find interesting and thought-provoking. So if you've got ideas about the things you'd like to see discussed, also feel free to share your ideas. Look forward to hearing from you.